الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. On the day of judgment, neither the wealth or the sons of a person will be beneficial. إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Anyone who came up with a clean heart, so that heart will be beneficial. Two things have been categorically mentioned, that wealth will not give any benefit on the day of judgment. Why? Because normally in this world, if a person is rich, wealthy, he feels that I can get any of my work done by the help of my wealth. I will make my way through any problem and I will do my work. So because the person relies on his wealth, he feels that with this wealth I can get through any situation. So it has been categorically mentioned, pinpointed, that you should remember, on the day of judgment, wealth will give no benefit to a person. Sometimes some of the brothers say that if you have wealth, you can buy the milk of the lioness. Yes, you can do so many jobs and work in this world with this wealth, but even in this world, every work cannot be done. Let me quote you examples. With the help of wealth, you can buy the books, but you cannot buy the knowledge. With the help of wealth, you can buy a soft bed, but you cannot buy a sound sleep. With the help of wealth, you can buy a medicine, but you cannot buy a good health. With the help of wealth, you can buy a good clothing. But with the help of wealth, you cannot buy the beauty. With the help of wealth, you can buy the glasses, but you cannot buy a good eyesight. With the help of wealth, you can bring a servant in your house, but you cannot buy the love of the person in his heart. So even in this world, everything cannot be done with the help of wealth. On the day of judgment, this wealth will not be beneficial. A criminal person, he will long, he will wish. لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ بِبَنِي. That I could offer my son, my wife, my family, everyone in this universe, in this world, so that they could be punished and I could be made free from this punishment. Kalla. No way. No. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one will take the burden of the other one. So whatever burden we will have on our head, we will have to take it. So the wealth will not be beneficial on that day. Rulers of the world, kings and emperors of the time, they will be standing just like any poor person. Second, the sons. Normally if a person has 2-3 of his sons and they are well established, they have very good business, they are multi-millionaires, so the father, he feels, I have a lot of spoil. Each one of them is just like a strength to me. If I will have any problem, I will tell my son. I will ask my son to please come and help me to solve the problem, to find the way out. But on the day of judgment, even the children, the sons, will not be beneficial. Then, what will be beneficial on the day of judgment? The question arises in the mind of a person. The answer has been given in the same verse. Illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. That the person who came with a clean heart, this heart will be beneficial. Qalb salim means a heart which has no effect of the love of any creation, the effect of any sin on the heart. If the heart is such a clean heart, so this heart will be beneficial. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبِ الْسَلِيمِ. So it means that each one of us is duty bound to achieve this clean heart. This is the objective of our life. This is the goal of our life. This is something which we are going to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبِ الْسَلِيمِ. And that's why in one of the ahadith, Rasulullah he told, "Inna fil jasad bani Adam al-mudghah." In the body of the human being, there is one organ. Idha fasadat, fasad al-jasad kullu. If that organ becomes good, if that organ becomes bad, then whole the body of the person becomes bad. Wa idha saluhat, saluhat al-jasad kullu. And if the heart becomes good, whole the organs of the body become good. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. You should know this is the heart of the person. So if the heart is good, then the person is good. If the heart is bad, then the person is bad. So we have to take care of our heart. We have to work on it. It is in one of the hadith that any person who commits a sin, he gets a black dot on the heart. If he makes true tawbah, that black dot is wiped away. And if he again commits sin, he gets another dot. If he commits sins upon sins, he gets dots upon dots until his heart becomes so black as if there is a rust on some steel thing. Kalla, بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. You know, in this world, if something is made of mild steel, then due to moisture, it will get the rust on it. And we have to wash, we have to clean it. We can get the rust remover. Similarly, if we have darkness in our heart, so we can clean the darkness of the heart by reading the Quran, reading the Salat, or making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are methods, there are ways to clean the heart. If you happen to go to the market and you want to have one apple and you see that it has rusted, rotten, the effect of rottenness on the apple, you will not buy it. You will say, I have to give $1. Why I should get this rotten apple? First, we are not prepared to accept a rotten apple in lieu of $1. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be prepared to accept a rotten heart in lieu of his paradise? Such is the requirement. We should clean this heart. This will be a criteria of success on the day of judgment. Illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. So we have to make our heart a clean heart. One example. If a punter comes to you and he has a glass, but this glass has filth on it, it's dirty, and he wants you to put some milk in that glass, will you be prepared to put milk in that filthy glass? No way. You will say, go, bring a clean glass. So if we are not prepared to put milk in the dirty glass, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be prepared to put his anwaro tajalliyat in the filthy heart? So this is the requirement. Clean it. Every day, in every house, we must are busy in dusting, in cleaning, in vacuum cleaner. Everyone wants the house should be clean. What people will say if it will be dirty? So if we want our house clean, similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that his house, that is the heart of the person, should also be clean. Even the people, they want to clean their shoes. So if we want to clean the tip of our shoes, why we are not prepared to clean our hearts? If someone asks us to sit down on a dirty place, maybe we will refuse. How we can expect that if we have a dirty heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will put his tajalliyat in our heart. We should clean this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in one of the hadith, قَلْبِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ أَرْشُ اللَّهِ, that the heart of the person is the arsh of Rahman. So we have to clean this house of Allah. You know, one is this mosque. This is also the house of Allah. We keep it clean. Don't allow any filth to come inside the mosque. Keep it clean. The heart of the person is also the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to keep it clean. Why we let the bad thoughts come in our heart? Why we let the bad love come in our heart? It's not allowed. Keep this house clean. If we ignore some piece of land, then after some time we will see lot of weed aside and so many trees and shrubs, they will come out. Similarly, if we ignore our heart, after a passage of time, lot of bad thoughts, bad love will come in our heart. It will become so bad that will be filled with the love of the creation, not with the love of the Creator. The heart becomes hard with the passage of time if you ignore it. One person came to Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh and said, Hazrat, I don't know what happened to me. I feel my heart is sleeping. He asked why. He said, because you make Dars-e-Quran I don't get any effect on my heart. So I feel my heart is sleeping. Then he replied, your heart is not sleeping. It has died. The person was shocked. He said, oh, it has died. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah replied that if someone is sleeping and you shake him, the person will get up. If you shake him and he does not get up, it means he is not sleeping, he has already died. So if you make Darse Quran and you don't get any effect on your heart, it's not sleeping. It is the symptom of the death of the heart. So we have to take care of our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires. That's why on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make the lips zip tight. Al-yawm nakhtimu ala afwahihim. Mouth will be sealed. وَتُقَلِّمُنَ عَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ وَأَرْجِلْهُمْ بِمَا غَانِ يَكْسِدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take everything what will be in the heart of the person. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. It's a verse of Quran that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the secrets of the person. This is most modern scientific age. Even the small kids, they love to sit down in front of computer. They play with that. So these youngsters, they like the computer language. In computer, there are different files. If you want to know that the person he was working on the computer, how much he has worked, okay, put on the computer, go in that directory, open the file, and you will retrieve it. It will be on the screen. Everything. You will come to know what he did in the file. Similarly, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will retrieve all the files from the hard disk of our heart. This is also a hard disk. Yes. The hard disk of the computer is megabyte or gigabyte. And this is much beyond that. All the files which we opened in our life, they are saved in the heart. And sometimes they are secret files. People code it so that no one could open it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uncode these files. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. Yes, oh, you opened this file. No one knows. Nowadays, what happened? The husband feels, my wife does not know what I do. The wife feels, my husband does not know what I do. The children, they feel, our parents do not know what we do. So they feel their files are hidden. Protected files. Coded files. But it's the verse of Quran. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open all the secrets of the heart. If we will not make true tawbah, our file will be opened in front of everyone on the day of judgment. Rubbish input, rubbish output. Whatever we have failed in these files will be taken out on the day of judgment. And then the person will be ashamed. So it is time. We should try to work on our heart and try to clean it. So that on the day of judgment, we should go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a very clean heart. Nowadays, most of the brothers, they take care that there should not be any dust and dirt in our house. It should be clean. It should be clean. Okay. So, some of the countries, they have made ministries of pollution control. So for external pollution control, we are so much worried. Have we ever thought about our internal pollution control? If the women, they step in the house and they feel some symptoms of dust and dirt on the furniture, They will go to the windows and doors and they will keep them tight shut. They will say, dust come from these windows. Similarly, there are doors of our heart and dust and dirt comes from that door to our heart. So we have to keep a tight control of those openings. There are four doors of our house, of our heart, four doors. First door is our eyes. Whatever we see is going to give its effect on our heart. If we look at Kaaba, if we look at Quran, if we look at the face of the beloved person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the face of our parents, we will get noor in our heart. We will get blessing of Allah in our heart. But if we will look towards the ghair mahram with the gazes of lust, then we will get darkness in our heart. Now through our eyes, we can get either noor or we can get darkness. Now let's decide ourselves how we use our eyes. Have we a tight control? No. Just we pray our namaz in the masjid, as soon as we go out, we have no control on our eyes. Start looking here and there. Start getting position in our heart. Choriyan aankhon ki aur seenon ke raaz, janta hai sab ko tu ae deniyas. If the people do not know what we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. We cannot hide it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why He has made this door quick acting. Yes, this eyelid is so quick acting that people say in the blink of the eye, it needs very short period of time. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it quick acting? Maybe on the day of judgment, some young man can say, oh Allah, I looked at that woman, wanted to keep my eyes closed, but the door took long to close it. It was slow. No, Allah made it quick acting. Just you make a determination and your eyes is closed. So we can keep our eyes controlled. This is the biggest way of pollution these days. And that's why we don't have any concentration in our namaz. Some of the brothers, they stand praying and at the same time they start getting bad thoughts. Even in qiyam, even in ruku, even in sujood, throughout the namaz. It means we misused our eyes so much that the pictures of various persons, they have been imprinted in our memories. Permanent effect on our memory. Whenever we want to concentrate, we start looking at those pictures. So it's a very grave situation. It indicates the bad situation of our heart. So the first opening of the heart is the eyes of a person. That's why it's one of the hadith, the person who keeps his eyes closed from ghair mahram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the enjoyment of the worship. Usko Allah ta'ala ibadat ki lazzat ata farma dete hai. Why we do not have lazzat of ibadat? Because we do not have any control on our eyes. We enjoy looking towards ghair mahram. And in return, we are deprived from the enjoyment of the ibadat. So this is the first door opening. Once I was traveling with my friends in Saudi Arabia, going from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara, it was very hot. Daytime, everyone was sweating. We asked the driver, why don't you put your air conditioner on? He said, it's already on and it's working. But I don't know why there is no effect on the temp of the air conditioner. Then when we looked here and there, oh, we found one of the window glass was open. So because it was open, no effect of the air conditioner. Hot air was coming in. Similarly, what we do, we keep the window of the eye open. And then we want, there is no effect of the air conditioner, of zikr in our heart. How there can be effect? Keep this window closed first. Then we will see the effect. So this is the first condition. The biggest gate, the main gate of our heart is the eyes of the person. Then second one is the tongue. Whatever we speak, it's going to give its effect on our heart. If we speak good things, good words, word of advice, we will get nur in our heart. And if we will discuss bad things among our friends, it's going to give us bad effect on the heart. Now, we should try to understand how we are using our tongue these days. Maybe sometimes we utter few words and we break the heart of other brothers. We are so rude to our parents, to our friends, to other Muslims. We don't respect them. This tongue is very small organ, smallest organ. Jirmahu saghir wa jirmahu kabir. Our scholars, they have written that its size is small, but the sins committed by the tongue, they are very big. Even the wounds made by the sword could be healed. But the wound made by the tongue could never be healed. So we have to keep control on our tongue. We should speak everything according to Sharia and nothing which is against the Sharia. This is the second door where from the pollution goes in our heart. Sometimes we speak a lie. We don't realize. But its bad effect on the heart is so much that the nur of the heart is replaced with the darkness. A person speaks lie, speaks lie, speaks lie, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he orders the angels that, okay, write his name in the list of kazzabi. And sometimes we speak a lie just to enjoy. No, no, no. In Islam, it's not permitted. Even we want to make a joke, still it should be true. There are examples about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he sometimes made few jokes and they were true. 100% true. Still the people enjoy it. So we have to keep control on our tongue. This is the second door. And the third door are the ears. Whatever we listen is going to give its effect on the heart. And if someone listens music, because the youngsters, they are fond of music. It's in one of the hadith that by listening music, the thoughts of zina come in the heart as if a crop comes out from the earth after the rain. So when it rains, crop comes from the, vegetation comes from the earth. Similarly, when you listen to music, the thoughts of zina crop up from the heart. So we have to keep control of our eyes.
We should not listen ghibat. We should not listen bad things. And sometimes these young persons, they start talking with ghair mahram on the cell phone. And I call it a hell phone. Hours and hours, every day, they talk with ghair mahram. And even then they expect that our heart should be clean. No. It's not permitted. We have to use our ear according to Sharia and Sunnah. That's why it has been told in Quran that if a woman, she gets the opportunity to talk to some ghair mahram, then she should talk in such a way that the other person should not dare to speak much more than the objective. فَلَا تَغْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Should not be a soft talk. She should speak in such a way that the other person should just be able to speak to the point thing and then he should stop. But what happens? These young girls and boys, they talk to each other. We are class fellows. We are in the same community. They just discuss so many things and they feel it's not giving any effect on me. No. First step is the ghair mahram, they talk to each other, and the second step is that they would like to see each other. And the proof is from Quran. Proof is from Quran, Azim Shan. There are 125,000 prophets. Out of them, there was only one, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who made dua, "Oh Allah, I want to see you. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk." No other prophet, he made this dua. It was only Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, "Rabbi arini anzur ilayk." Allah, I want to see you. Why? Because he was Kalimullah. He got the opportunity to go on Kohtur and to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Mufassirin, they got the point. Whenever you will speak to someone, you would like to see him. If you will talk to ghair mahram, the next step is automatic. There will be time, we will find some opportunities to see each other. So that's why, keep a tight control on the first step. Do not talk to anyone who is ghair mahram. This is the third door. And the fourth door is the brain. Whatever we think, whatever thoughts we have in our brain, they give effect on our heart. The brain, example, is just like a math coprocessor in the computer. You give any equation to the math coprocessor, it will just calculate it, process it. Similarly, whatever thought you have in the mind will process it. It's a processor. It depends upon us. We have a good thought or we have a bad thought. Now there lies the difference. The good people, they have good thoughts in their mind. And their mind processes good thoughts. And the bad person, they have bad thoughts in their mind. And then they process his thoughts. Maybe hour long. If we will think about bad things, it will give its bad effect on the heart. So we have to take a tight control on our brain. That's why our mashayikh, they teach us waquf-e-qalbi. What does waquf-e-qalbi mean? That you should always be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your heart. From your mind and soul, you should be attentive towards your heart. Even your heart should be busy in the work, but your mind should be busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make exercise, or we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each and every breath of our life. It's the achievable target. We can do it. So that is the fourth door of the heart. So if we keep a tight control, a good watch on these four doors, we can avoid the pollution coming in our heart. And our heart will be clean. Okay, if we feel that we already got enough pollution, now what's the remedy? Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ahadith and see every solution of the problem of this life has been given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is one of the ahadith. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, he is the narrator. He narrated, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That everything has a cleaner. And the cleaner of the heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there is window cleaner, wood cleaner, rust cleaner. If the piece of my steel has got rust, put some rust cleaner and then it will start shining again. Similarly, if our heart has got the rust of sins, we have to use the cleaner. What is? The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart will become shining again. We can do it. It's not a permanent loss. Before our death, we can finish it. We can clean it. And that's the purpose of our sitting together this day. The more we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more light we will get in our heart. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will see the heart of the person. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Every person has one heart. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجْلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِي. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made only one heart in the chest of a person. There are not two hearts, that one we should give to Rahman and the other we should give to Shaitan. No, the heart is one. And it is only for one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in our heart. Now, the question arises that in this world we love so many people. Okay. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to love someone, then this love is also the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love the ulama, to love the parents, to love the children, love in between husband and wife, all those relationships which are within the boundaries of the Sharia. So these loves are actually due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it includes all these loves which are permissible. When we say the love of creation means bad love due to our nafs, bad relations, relationship of sins with each other. And that is prohibited. So we should clean our heart so that we should be successful on the day of judgment. When our heart will be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, we will enjoy our worship. We will enjoy our namaz. will enjoy reading the Quran. You know, if 2 persons they love each other, they look for the opportunities to talk to each other. And if they find time, they love to sit together, talk to each other. Similarly, if we will have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find time to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to pray and to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This prayer is actually communication of the humble servant with his Lord and Master. That's why these mashayikh, they find the opportunities, they look for the opportunity. As soon as they make wudu, okay, I am making tahiyyatul wudu. As soon as they step in the masjid, okay, I am making tahiyyatul masjid. After the sunrise, okay, I am making ishraq. Now I am making salatul zuha. I am making awabeen. It's time for tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. Just with 5 mandatory prayers, they don't feel satisfied. They want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more than that. And that's why they make these nawafil mandatory for them. Our mashayikh, they used to stand all the night long and then recite the Holy Quran and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if some woman, she was very exhausted. She worked the whole day and then she told the family members, I am tired today. I just want to make my Isha prayer and want to sleep. No one should disturb me. And really, she is feeling sleepy. And she goes to bed and she sleeps. Maybe 1 hour after her sleep, her young son, who was away in some other city, he comes to the home, and the mother, she listens the voice, she will get up, she will talk to him, she will ask the daughter, bring food for your brother, and she will sit with him and talk to him, how was your journey, how you felt, and this and this, and she will be very happy talking to the son, and she will be fresh. If the daughter asks the mother, Mom, you are saying I am exhausted, no one should disturb me, I want to sleep, but now you look very fresh. She will say, oh, my daughter, my son came, and now I have no sleep at all. I am fresh. I can wake till the dawn. Whole night I can awake. Why? Because she loves the son so much. When he came, then the sleep just went away. Similarly, our mashayikh, they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that after namaz, isha, after isha prayer, when they used to stand on the musalla, their sleep used to go away. And they used to pray whole the night. Rahbanum bil layl wa fursanum bil nahar. We can also get this situation, this state of heart, how? By the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very easy. When we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will try to sacrifice everything on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was following the goats and the goats were grazing in the meadow. One person he passed by, and while passing by, he said, Subhana dil mulki wal malakut, Subhana dil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal kudrati wal kibriyai wal jabarut. When he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a beautiful way, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam, he just stopped there. Oh my brother, can you repeat these words again? He said, what you will give me in return? He said, okay, you can get 1/2 of the goats. Please repeat these words again. So the person repeated these words. When he listened it again, he enjoyed it so much that he decided to listen it again. Oh, my brother, can you say these words again? Now what he will give me? Okay, the second half. Goats, I will give it to you. He repeated these sentences again. He enjoyed so much, that he decided to listen it again. Moti rahe sana tere husn o jamal ki. The person said, Hazrat, what you will give me now? You do not have any goat. He said, yes. You need someone to take care of your goats. I will offer my services to take care of your goats. Please say these words again. So then the person said, congratulations to you, Ibrahim al Islam. I am an angel. Allah SWT, he sent me and told me, go to my Khalil and say a few words in appreciation of me and then see what he is going to give you in lieu of that. Allah. So if our heart will be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be ready to sacrifice anything in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the requirement, that we should clean our heart. Illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim. Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh, one of the mashayikh of Chishtiya Silsila, he said it was a very hot day, very hot day. Right at noon time, I had to go out of my house for some job. I was sweating like anything. Even the birds were sitting under the leaves of the tree. The animals were under the shade of the tree. The human beings were in their houses. There was no one outside. As if there was fire coming from the sun. At that time, I found a handicapped person. His legs were not working. He was crawling on the ground. And he was coming in the street. He said, when I passed by, I looked at him. His face was red due to the sun, as if the skin is burning. And he was sweating. And he was just, he made salam and he passed by. I looked at him and I was surprised. This handicapped person is crawling in the sun, earth is hot, and he is going somewhere. I stopped by, I said, oh my brother, who are you? He said, this is my name. Where you are going? He said, I am going to perform Hajj. Oh my brother, I offer my house. You can stay in that house. And then in the afternoon, after a certain time, when it will be cool, you can again start your journey. He said, no, Malik ibn Dinar, I feel my journey is very long. You walk by foot, it's easy for you to travel, but I crawl on the earth, so difficult for me to cover the distance. I feel it will make stops, maybe I will miss the season of the Hajj. I have to reach there. I said, oh my brother, why you crawl with your hands and feet? I can make arrangement for some horse, for some ride, and you can ride and you can go easily. He said, when I said this, he looked towards me with the looks of anger and said, Malik ibn Dinar, I thought you are a very intellectual person. What you are talking? If a servant, he has made his Lord angry and he decides to go to the Lord and ask repentance, make tawbah, what he deserves? He should ride on something, or he should go by foot to the Allah. He passed by. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah, he astonished me. I forgot this. Luckily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to go to Hajj same season. He said, I perform my Hajj. And one day, then after Ramiya Jimaa, stoning the devil, I came back. I saw there was a big crowd. I asked the people, why you are here? They said, there is a young man and he is making dua. And his dua is so effective that people are standing and they're listening. He said, I made my way inside. And when I went inside, I found the same young man, handicapped. He was sitting on the earth. He has raised his hand. And he was making dua. And he made dua, oh Allah, these brothers, they come by foot to see your house. I crawled to see your house. Oh Allah, I made tawaf of your house. I made wakuf-e Arafat. I made wakuf-e Muzdalifah. Now I have stoned this devil. Oh Allah, it's time of sacrifice. All of these brothers, they are wealthy. They will sacrifice the animals. You know I am faqir. I don't own anything. Accept these clothes on my body. Oh Allah, I want to sacrifice my life in your name. Oh Allah, accept my life. Accept my life. He made this dua and he recited kalima and he expired the sentence. This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can get this love? When our heart will be clean. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. So on the day of judgment, nothing will be beneficial except the clean heart of a person. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make our heart clean. Whatever mistakes and blunders we have committed, we repent on that, and in future we make a firm commitment to do everything according to Sharia and Sunnah, and we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, and we hope that, oh Allah, make our coming time better than the previous one. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Before making dua, just for a few minutes, be attentive to your heart and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. So close your eyes. Forget everything from your mind and feel as if some nur is coming in my heart and my heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So please be attentive towards your heart. Close your eyes, be attentive towards the heart. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please, and wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. So change my heart, please, and wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. I spent my life running away from you. I spent my life running away from you. And now I have nowhere to turn except you. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. And change me into an obedient slave. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. And change me into an obedient slave. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I have been doing all my life what I crave.
I have been doing all my life what I crave. Shaitan and nafs have always had me enslaved. I'm ashamed that I have broken your rules. I'm ashamed that I have broken your rules. Worship my nafs and you ignorant fools. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you and asking you to help me. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you and asking you to help me. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. My heart is dark and so my eyes remain dry. Hypocrisy and hubris won't let me cry. I'm at your door, I'm begging you, let me in. I'm at your door, I'm begging you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. I'm at your door, I'm begging you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. So change my heart and forgive my sins this day. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله واكيدية سبحان ربي العلى وصحاب الله صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے مالک ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین بندے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما اے مالک ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما ہڈی ہڈی بوتی بوتی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما اے اللہ ہمیں برے دن سے محفوظ فرما بری رات سے محفوظ فرما برے کاموں سے محفوظ فرما برے لوگوں سے محفوظ فرما اللہ برے انجام سے محفوظ فرما سیدھا رستہ ملنے کے بعد بھٹکنے سے محفوظ فرما اے اللہ ہدایت ملنے کے بعد گمراہی سے محفوظ فرما عزتیں ملنے کے بعد ذلت سے محفوظ فرما اے اللہ اپنے قرب کے بعد دوری سے محفوظ فرما رب کریم جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کیے معاف فرما جو راتوں میں کیے معاف فرما جو محفل میں کیے معاف فرما جو تنہائیوں میں کیے معاف فرما اللہ جو گناہ ہمیں یاد ہیں وہ بھی معاف فرما اور جو کر کے ہم بھول گئے وہ گناہ بھی معاف فرما میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ ہمارے آنے والے وقت کو گزرے وقت سے بہتر فرما آنے والی زندگی کو گزرے زندگی کا کفارہ بنا اللہ ہمیں اپنی اے اللہ رضا والی زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما رب کریم ہم آپ سے آپ ہی کو چاہتے ہیں اللہ ہمیں اپنا اللہ ہمیں اپنی محبت نصیب فرما اللہ ہمیں اپنی سچی محبت نصیب فرما
رب کریم ہمارے بگڑے ہوئے اے اللہ ہمارے بگڑی ہوئی کیفیت کو صحیح فرما. اللہ ہم بگڑے ہوئے ہیں ہماری اصلاح فرما. ہمارے دل مردہ ہیں انہیں زندہ فرما. ہمارے دل سیاہ ہیں انہیں منور فرما. اللہ ہمارے دل غافل ہیں ان کو ذاکر بنا. اللہ ہمارے دل کو قلب سلیم بنا. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں گندی محبتوں سے محفوظ فرما. ہمیں اپنی سچی محبت نصیب فرما. رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما. اے اللہ بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے, بندے پریشان ہوتے ہیں پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتے ہیں. اے بے قفوں کے دستگیر, اے ٹوٹے ہوئے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے, اے خالی چولیوں کو بھر دینے والے, اللہ ہماری چولیوں کو اپنی رحمتوں سے بھرپور فرما. اللہ ہمارے ساتھ رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما. رب کریم جب کوئی ماں اپنے بچے کو نجاست میں لتڑا دیکھتی ہے وہ بچے سے نفرت نہیں کرتی, بچے کو پھینک نہیں دیتی, چھوڑ نہیں دیتی, سمجھتی ہے یہ نادان ہے مگر بیٹا تو میرا ہے. اللہ وہ بیٹے کو دھو لیتی ہے, سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے. اے اللہ ہم بھی گناہوں کی نجاست میں لکھڑے ہوئے ہیں مگر بندے آپ ہی کے ہیں. اللہ ہم سے نفرت نہ فرمائیے, ہمیں اپنے در سے دھکے نہ دے دیجئے, نفر شیطان کے حوالے نہ کر دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں اپنے سے دور نہ کیجئے, رحمت کی نظر ڈال کے دلوں کو دھو دیجئے اور ہمیں اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں جگہ عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہمارے ساتھ رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما. اللہ آپ نے قرآن پاک میں خود ارشاد فرمایا وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ, اور سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو جھڑکی نہ دو. اللہ جب ہم کمزوروں کو حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں, اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں. اللہ ہم بھی انکار نہ فرمائیے, اے مالک آپ بھی انکار نہ فرمائیے. رب کریم ہم نے دامن پھیلائے ہیں اپنی رحمتوں سے بھر دیجئے. اے اللہ ہماری اصلاح فرما دیجئے, ہمارے دلوں کو نیک بنا دیجئے, ہمیں سر کے بالوں سے لے کے پاؤں کے ناخنوں تک شریعت کے مطابق بنا دیجئے. جیسا آپ چاہتے ہیں اللہ ہمیں ویسا بننے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. اللہ یہ دور دور سے دوست احباب چل کے آئے ہیں, مستورات آئی ہیں, اللہ ان کے چل کے آنے کو قبول فرما لیجئے. رب کریم جو مانگا ہمیں وہ بھی عطا فرمائیے, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا کیجئے, جو اولاد کے طلبگار ان کو اولاد مرینہ عطا کیجئے, جو صاحب اولاد ان کی اولادوں کو نیکوکار بنا دیجئے, فرما بردار بنا دیجئے, ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دیجئے. جن گھروں میں جوان بچے بچیاں موجود ہیں اللہ ان بچوں کی اچھی تربیت فرما دیجئے, ماں باپ کے لیے ان کے فرض ادا کرنے آسان کر دیجئے. اے اللہ ہمیں اولادوں کے غموں سے بچا لیجئے, اولاد کے دکھوں سے بچا لیجئے, اولاد کی پریشانیوں سے بچا لیجئے. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے. اے اللہ جتنے دوست احباب نے مستورات میں دعاؤں کے پیغامات دیے, خط لکھے, ای میل کی, اللہ سب کی نیک حاجات کو پورا کر دیجئے. ہمارے والدین عزیز اقارب مشائے دوست احباب جو دنیا سے فوت ہو چکے ان کی مغفرت کر دیجئے, اور جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا کر دیجئے. اے اللہ ہمیں بار بار اپنے گھر کا دیدار عطا فرما دیجئے, اپنے محبوب کے در کی حاضری عطا فرمائیے, قیامت کے دن اپنے محبوب کے ہاتھوں حوض کوثر کا جام عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ ہم نے سنا قیامت کے دن کچھ لوگ سال میں کھڑے ہوں گے, وہ آپ کو دیکھ کر مسکرائیں گے. اللہ آپ ان کو دیکھ کر مسکرائیں گے. اے مالک ہمیں بھی ان لوگوں میں شامل فرما لیجیے. اللہ ہمیں بھی ان لوگوں میں شامل فرما لیجیے. ہم چاہے نہ چاہیں پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کے ہمیں نیک بنا دیجیے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد وآلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک.